Hello, I'm Pauline Rosen, a crime author of the contemporary set D.I. Andy Horton crime novels, the Marvick mystery thrillers, the 1950s set Inspector Ryger mysteries, and standalone thrillers. All my crime novels are set against the backdrop of the ever-changing sea on the coast of England. You can find details of all my books on my website at www.rowmark.co.uk. In episode 3, I talked about where I get my ideas from for my crime novels. This is primarily locations around the coast. I'm always on the lookout for a good place to put a body. Fictional, of course, that is. I also spoke in episode 3 about how the idea for one of my mystery thrillers, In Cold Daylight, came from an overheard conversation. You can listen to that, and you can listen to Jonathan Rhodes reading an extract from In Cold Daylight in episode 4. One idea, though, came not from a beach, bay, cove or boatyard, as is often the case in my D.I. Andy Horton and my Inspector Ryger mysteries, but from a prison. My husband, Bob, and I were on the Isle of Wight one day and we were passing the prison in Newport, the capital of the island, when in my mind's eye I saw this man stepping outside the gates. I immediately asked myself the questions: who is he? What had he done to warrant imprisonment? Was he guilty or was he innocent? From that, a plot began to form. I created Alex Albury, a man whose life is turned upside down when someone steals his identity and executes a skillful and clever campaign against him by planting fraudulent information on his computer. Before Alex can fully understand what has happened, he finds himself convicted for fraud and embezzlement and serving a prison sentence. On his release from prison, he sets out to discover who has ruined his life and why. He's set on a course for revenge. He no longer cares what happens to him. His goal is to kill. But when it comes to it, can he do it? Will he become the criminal that he is supposed to be? Or do his original values reassert themselves? I will talk more about creating and developing characters in future episodes. For now, though, listen to the actor Jonathan Rhodes reading the prologue of In for the Kill, and you'll get a flavour of the plot and the characters. I hope you enjoy listening to it.
In for the Kill, by Pauline Rosen. A compelling mystery thriller. What happens to one man when his identity is stolen? For Alex Albury, the nightmare that destroyed his life will only end in death, his or his tormentors. Prologue. April. There is before and after. Like one of those slimming adverts you see in magazines and newspapers. Only my before and after had nothing to do with diet, unless you counted prison food. Before prison, I had been confident and successful. I had a family and a career. I had friends. And after? Well, here I am, standing outside Camp Hill on the Isle of Wight, getting high on the smell of diesel and petrol fumes, hesitant, with a prison pallor and a prison stoop. For 42 months, 1 week and 2 days, I had dreamt of this moment. Now that it had arrived, I felt a flutter of panic that almost had me scurrying back to the gates of Camp Hill Prison, pleading to be allowed back in. Goodness knows what lifers must feel. "Hey, Alex, over here!" I pulled myself together and headed towards the black Mercedes. "Remember who you once were." But that Alex Albury had vanished one September, when in the early hours of the morning, the police had burst into my home on the Hamble and had arrested me for something I hadn't done. I climbed into the waiting car and glanced at my defense lawyer. Miles gave me a brief nod before pulling out into the traffic. We didn't speak. As the prison receded, my breathing became easier. My pulse settled down, and I felt the tension drain from my body. As we climbed Brading down, the sparkling blue of the Solent in the distance stole the breath from me. It was then that I knew no matter what the cost, I would find James Andover, I would ask him why he had framed me, and then I would destroy him as he had destroyed me.
For more information on my crime novels, please visit my website at www.romark.co.uk, where you'll also find lots more articles on how I write, the writing process, and the background to my crime novels and my characters. My books are available in paperback, ebook, on Amazon Kindle, and some are also available as audiobooks. They can be bought from any online retailer or bookstore, and also many can be loaned from UK, Commonwealth and USA libraries. I hope you will join me again to listen to more of my podcasts. Thank you for listening. Bye.